Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here after yet another day of the Trump trial. Things are getting a bit delayed. They were supposed to be closing arguments tomorrow, Tuesday, but after a sidebar in the morning, it was decided that it won't be until next week, Tuesday. Well, why? You'll have to ask Judge Mershon. You'll have to ask him a number of things, because much happened. We wrote a story midday about the photo of Trump with Keith Schiller, October 24th. That got admitted, although with a stipulation. But in the afternoon, since we wrote our story, that's what I want to focus on. Bob Costello appeared as the second and apparently last defense witness. He's not finished yet. He's still on the cross. But his direct examination was like nothing I've ever seen. It was supposed to be very limited what he could say, but it was so limited, or let's put it this way, he did not accept the limitation, such that after objections were sustained, and almost everything was objected to, and almost everything was sustained, he would then answer the question. Then they would say stricken, and then finally, he was asked a question. Hoffinger, the prosecutor, objected. Judge Mershon said sustained, and Bob Costello said, "Geez, that drew a certain look from Judge Mershon, and looks are going to become important, because the next one he overrode. Judge Mershon said, "No. Let me admonish you. Let me talk to you about decorum in my courtroom. When an objection is sustained, you don't answer. Do you understand?" This was followed by Judge Mershon saying, are you staring at me? Are you trying to stare me down? Are you giving me side eye? And finally, I'm clearing the courtroom. So this is, I'm sure, will be the focus. My headline for this is closed eye to side eye. Now the question is, was it so laughably limited in his testimony that was what the Trump and the defense wanted to show? Is once again kind of a witch hunt motif? Or did they not know that he was going to be shut down so extremely? Or did they not know how he was going to react to being shut down? He was very street, that I will say. It was not, he's a lawyer. He's a criminal defense lawyer. Now, he said that he never wanted to represent Michael Cohen, he said. Although they came back with an email with his son saying, "Oh, great job, Pop. Hope it's going to get you more work." He said that he didn't know Michael Cohen from a hole in the wall. That was his phrase. And that he only went because his partner, Jeffrey Cintron, Judge Cintron, he called him, was a real estate lawyer, didn't know much about criminal defense. Now, Bob Costello, was apparently in the 70s and 80s in the SDNY. That's his Rudy Giuliani connection. In any way, it was explosive. And why in God's good earth there's going to be a virtual one-week break in the trial, and what it'll mean in terms of juries taking in information, I don't know. And maybe we'll find out tomorrow a little bit more about side-eye and a little bit more about this one-week delay and why the trial at this stage has to be taken off Wednesdays. I don't know. In any event, we'll use that Wednesday to cover U.S. versus Menendez, and hopefully U.S. versus Guo. It's another trial. And we might even get to it earlier than usual tomorrow, because it looks like they're just going to finish half an hour of cross of Costello. I don't know if they're going to do the charge conference. Everything's been thrown into disarray. But there you have it. Inner City Press. To be continued.